Blackstone Publishing presents Finding Ultra, Revised and Updated Edition, Rejecting Middle Age, Becoming One of the World's Fittest Men, and Discovering Myself by Rich Roll. This book is read by Rich Roll. To Julie. Foreword. The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them. Henry David Thoreau. The American dream is an elegant, aspirational ideal originally premised on egalitarianism, equal opportunity for all, a mandated right to seek self-improvement, an open door to pursue potential and, in turn, contribute the fruits of one's journey for the benefit of all. But along the way, the foundational ethos of this enchanting concept lies like a smoldering carcass on the shoulder of a modern superhighway, supplanted by a relentless compulsion to accumulate and consume. The priority is no longer self-actualization, nor is it contribution. Personal responsibility has been exchanged for victimhood. Challenge is to be avoided. Comfort is king. And he who amasses the most wins. Indeed, personhood has been reduced to consumerism. Our social currency is stuff, worth dictated not by who we are, but by what we own, fueled by a cultural mandate that forsakes the value of service, struggle, and authentic expression for the pursuit of luxury, instant gratification, and ease. The implicit promise of this perverted paradigm? Happiness, of course, peace of mind, contentment. This is perhaps the greatest lie ever perpetrated on mankind, because stuff doesn't make one happy, because the quest for status is rooted in ego, and because security is an illusion. As a result, we suffer. In turn, we inflict pain on others and upon the planet at large. Intellectually, we all know it's true. The key to our identity and ultimately our happiness cannot be found in what we own. Our quest is not to accumulate. It's not to seek power, and it's not to remain safe. Nonetheless, we persist in reflexively bowing to the material gods, mindlessly chasing that elusive consumerist high with the insatiable appetite of the fiendish addict. And just like that addict, we are left not fulfilled. We are instead broken, hollow, wreaking havoc, and like Thoreau's percipient observation, quietly desperate. To say that this cultural malaise has left us infirm is to woefully understate the situation. Right now, millions of people all across the world are suffering, terribly and unnecessarily, imprisoned by the delusional promise of our displaced priorities. Never before in the history of mankind have we been more depressed, obese, diseased, stressed, lethargic, medicated, generally unhappy, and more unfulfilled than we find ourselves today. It's an entrenched, self-perpetuating cycle that drives us to further escape, salving our pain and disillusionment with everything, anything we can get our hands on, from unhealthy food choices, television and video games, to illicit drugs, prescription pharmaceuticals, alcohol, shopping, gambling, and relationships. Anything to numb out, dull our emotional state, remove us from the present, and distract us from the truth. The hole never gets filled, of course. It just grows deeper, more hungry, an endless pit of woe to which we willingly enslave ourselves, a succumbing, in the ethos of Thoreau, to the delusion of need, a profound lunacy that is bankrupting our souls and decimating our planet. Most of all, we're sick. Today finds us facing an unprecedented healthcare crisis. Despite spending over $22 billion a year on fad diet and weight loss products, 70% of all Americans are obese or overweight. One out of every three deaths in America is attributable to heart disease, our number one killer. And by 2030, 30% of Americans will be diabetic or pre-diabetic. Despite the heartbreaking fact